Dictation for Gloria, Fox, F-O-X, June 4, 48, addresses a letter to Brian, B-R-I-A-N-N-E, Draper, D as in David, R-A, P as in Paul, E-R, N-P, 463-249. Dear Brian, consultation, Mrs. Fox, Gloria, 77-year-old lady, progressive renal failure, comes accompanied with daughter Michelle, long-term history of bipolar disorder, however, not clear if she was exposed to lithium. She comes in a wheelchair. Recent problems of anemia, apparently blood transfusion, stable weight and appetite, no reported vomiting, dysphagia, abdominal pain, diarrhea, or melena. There has been some edema lower extremities, unsteadiness, poor activity, and frequent falls, chronic dyspnea, lightheadedness, very tired, afraid of standing and walking because of falling, prior EGD colonoscopy, no sources of bleeding, denies the use of oxygen or CPAP machine, denies orthopnea. There has been evaluation by cardiology, Dr. Mohan, M-O-H-A-N, apparently negative workup. There has been a number of urinary tract infections, but denies stones. Next paragraph, the past medical history for bipolar disorder, progressive memory issues, follows psychiatry at Lansing, apparently Dr. Henry, H-E-N-R-Y. Diabetes, no documented diabetic retinopathy, minimal numbness. Rheumatoid arthritis. Cannot tell me if she's been exposed to anti-inflammatory agents long-standing in the past. Denies the vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, TIS stroke seizures, denies liver disease. Next paragraph, surgeries including bilateral hip replacement, right knee replacement, gallbladder, two lumbar surgeries, both of them 130 and 10 years ago. Next paragraph, heavy smoker, at least a pack per day, started age 7-8, but discontinued more than 20 years ago, occasionally alcohol. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney disease. She has two boys and three girls alive, three miscarriages. Next paragraph, side effects reported to Tegretol. Next paragraph, medications review. They believe she's not on prednisone anymore. Takes prophylaxis Macrobit, Biomex potassium, propranolol for tremors of the mouth, Norvasc, thyroid replacement inhalers, on Monjaro for the last 1.5 years, on Enbrel, E-N-B-R-E-L, for rheumatoid arthritis. Presently no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, review system done. Next paragraph, on physical exam. Weight was not available. She was afraid of standing. Blood pressure 140 over 70 on the right, 126 over 70 on the left. I wanted to do postural blood pressure. She refused. They would try to do it at home. Most of the answers are from the daughter, very passive during interview, but cooperative, normal eye movements, upper lower dentures. There is pallor of the skin, telangiectasias on the face, multiple petechia bruises on the upper extremities. Lungs are clear, distant. Question COPD, no pleural effusion, regular breathing with premature beats, no pericardial rap, no gross abdominal distension, tenderness, or ascites, decreased peripheral pulses, no major edema. Next paragraph. Chemistries. Creatinine over the last 4 years has slowly, progressively, 2022 around 1.1, 1.2. The day of visit here in the office, creatinine up to 1.6, representing a GFR 33, advanced stage 3B, normal sodium, potassium, acid base, low protein but normal albumin, corrected calcium normal, liver function test not elevated. Normal white blood cell platelets, there is severe anemia, 8.5, 8.7, large MCV, 103. There is persistent iron deficiency, ferritin was 37. Saturation 13. Normal B12, phosphorus not elevated, PTH mildly increased 89. Low level of protein in the urine, 0.44. Reticulocytes, 150,000. I sent testing for monoclonal protein pending. Next paragraph. EGD shows mild degree of gastritis at the antrum. There was a 3 centimeters hiatal hernia. A Schatzki, S-C-H-A-T-Z-K-I ring on the distal esophagus. Colonoscopy, diverticulosis. A polyp remove. Change that to few polyps remove. Next paragraph, A most recent imaging, CT scan abdomen and pelvis. This is without contrast, May 25. Normal liver. Kidneys were normal size, no obstruction. 3 centimeters cyst on the right side. No stones. Next paragraph. PET scan, CT scan, April 2023. An isolated left lower pulmonary nodule with some increased activity. As far as I know, no biopsy has been done, and she has followed with Dr. Yadam, YIDAM pulmonologist. A follow-up CT scan, there was some increase of size, also 2023. No further workup has been done since. Next paragraph, other CAT scans in the past show some kind of soft tissue density on the lateral right pelvic wall, although also apparently bilateral. Etiology unknown. I'm not sure who is following on that. I also want to mention that there is extensive dense calcified plaque on aorta and iliac vessels. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Chronic kidney disease, progressive over time, presently stage 3B. No symptoms of uremic encephalopathy, pericarditis, and no indication for dialysis. Prior imaging, no obstruction, urinary retention. Apparently a simple cyst on the right side. Recent urine analysis, December, there was no blood or gross amount of protein to suggest active glomerulonephritis or vasculitis. It's not clear if she was exposed in the past to lithium for the bipolar disorder or anti-inflammatory agents for the rheumatoid arthritis. Given her prior smoker and evidence of atherosclerosis, renal artery stenosis is also a consideration. The anemia appears to be out of proportion to the degree of kidney function. Appears to be iron deficiency anemia for completeness, given the renal process. We are going to do also monoclonal protein. Patient and family understands that the EGD colonoscopy done only assesses stomach, colon, and close structures. Any potential sources of bleeding from a small bowel will need to be assessed by different testing, for example, the video capsule. She will need more aggressive iron replacement. I will advise intravenous. The prior sample of stool shows positive for blood, although there is no gross melena or hematochezia. Other chemistries with kidneys are stable and do not require a specific treatment. It's not clear to me why she's taking loop diuretics, as there is no history of CHF. She has non-nephrotic syndrome. The prior stress testing 2019 was normal ejection fraction and no ischemia. Continue management of other blood pressure medications, diabetes Mounjaro, and treatment for rheumatoid arthritis. All issues were discussed at length with the patient. Prolonged visit, 1 hour face-to-face contact, another hour and a half before and after on the same day, reviewing records, end of dictation.